Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Best News Ever podcast. Last time we talked about the basics of the Bible and touched on things like how God is the author of the Bible, the contents can be classified into history, moral teaching, prophecy, and fulfillment, and the Bible being a book of covenant, which is what today's conversation is about. I'm Tina Ryan.
And I'm Sam O.
And we're so happy you're here. Let's get the show started.
Today, I thought maybe we can focus on the covenant side of things. This is basically a promise. God always gives a promise to his people. And
he always keeps it.
He always keeps it. Yeah. You know, the Bible says that he is not a man, that he should lie, that he should break his promises. People do that. God doesn't do that. And when he says something, he'll be sure to fulfill it.
He gets it done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
however, tayo, ibang story.
Oh.
We keep breaking God's heart.
You also kind of have to wonder, why are there so many different covenants in the Bible? Ginusto ba ni God na paulit-ulit na lang yung covenant niya? Like, is he collecting covenants or something? Siyempre hindi. Diba?
Gusto niya kasi sumunod tayo.
Oo. And there's a verse in the Bible that says na there wouldn't have been need of a new covenant if the old one wasn't flawed. We see the people, they keep betraying, they disobey God's commands, they break the covenant. Mm. So God now keeps renewing, you know, a covenant with a different people hanggang umabot na tayo dito sa atin.
Parang kontrata lang, nirenew.
It's exactly like a contract, I suppose, in like a worldly understanding of things. And I think that was another thing that was surprising to me is that, oh my gosh, I have a covenant to keep.
Yeah.
Did you even know that?
No, I mean, like, and knowing this understanding now, it's still, I still feel... I don't want to use the word iffy, but more of like, kinakabahan ba? Mm. Oh my God, am I gonna keep this? And like, you know, we're in that journey now, and sometimes it's not easy. And I just wanna do better.
Yeah.
Am I doing the right actions towards keeping the covenant?
Yeah.
Diba? It's scary to me.
I think it's a good kind of fear though.
Like naman.
Like a godly fear.
Oh.
Hindi yung you're trembling and paralyzed and you don't know what to
do. Oh.
Yeah.
I know you totally get it.
Yeah.
So
so we can get into that a little bit later on, but I thought that a really for me a good way to relate this to real life experiences is the relationships that we have with other people.
Like, how good are you at keeping promises? Ganon.
Mga ganyan. Oh. And how relationships with our friends, family, people that we love, they're built on trust, right? At least a good relationship anyway. You know, when you're able to build that trust over years of, you know, experiences with each other, promises that are kept. Is this person... walking the talk. Will he deliver on what he says he'll do?
Or puro talk lang.
O yung ganyan. Because it seems to me like God has been walking the talk ever since, but we're just not able
talking
to...
Talking lang tayo ng talking. So, let's go to you.
Yes.
How are you at keeping your promises?
I wouldn't say that I've had a perfect track record of keeping my promises, but... I think ever since we learned our Shincheonji Bible lessons,
you got better.
I really try to keep my promises because it's like, okay, the point is that we need to be born again in the image of God, right? And so if God is a promise-keeping God, then I better keep my promises too. So it's either you do your best to keep your promises, or if it looks like it's not going to happen, then you give them a heads up, you know? But have I broken promises? Of course I have. Of course. Yeah. You're good. You're good at keeping your word. When you say you'll do XYZ, you'll do it.
Well, yeah. But then in the past, it's not like I have a super clean record, you know?
Yeah, but I think what the human state is.
That's true.
In this imperfect condition that we are in.
I think Panginoon lang talaga ang nag-keep ng promise.
Exactly. And the Bible says as much, right? Na si God, hindi siya parang tao. If he says something, gagawin at gagawin niya yun. And you agree naman na parang in our personal relationships also, you have to build that trust over time to really now have a solid relationship with this person.
Speaking of relationships, did anyone ever break a promise to you that just like you put an end to that relationship?
Here we go again, love life na naman to.
But has that?
You know, I actually broke up with somebody that I was going to marry because of a broken promise. At this point, you're probably thinking, dang, Sam dated around a lot.
I did too.
In the last episode, like we were talking about love life again.
You broke off an engagement.
And it was, and this was a long distance relationship. Which is like our relationship with God. Long distance tayo ngayon.
Yes, tayo appear long distance. Long distance.
Talaga?
Oh.
And I think promises are magnified even. Because you're in a long distance relationship, these things matter more. It might sound a bit babaw because it really had to do with just, you know, promising that he would call at a certain time and I'd be really excited about it because this was a long distance relationship. And so I would look forward to it so much. And then, like, there were a few times here and there where he could not keep the promise. And I think it would have been so much better if there was a legitimate excuse and he would tell me beforehand that, hey, it looks like the situation is like this and, you know, we're not going to be able to make it. But there were just, I don't know, it just seemed like very, very inconsiderate. It was very inconsiderate how he was doing that. And I think I was just making excuses for him in the beginning. But eventually, when it happened one last time, which was the last straw, my realization was, okay, number one.
You're not his priority?
Yes. No, absolutely. I felt like that. Because I feel like, hey, if we're in a point in this relationship where we actually want to marry, I do want to be the priority. And something like a call seems so trivial that if you cannot even prioritize something like that, then we should maybe reassess this relationship.
Okay.
And it just made it seem like he wasn't very trustworthy. And I was just like, and I was going to move halfway across the world to be with this person. And I felt like, okay, given these qualities of like being inconsiderate, not trustworthy, not a priority, I'm going to be miserable. Why in the world should I, you know, be with this person and commit myself to a marriage with this person? And so I broke it off.
It's not babaw. I think when somebody makes a promise, parang regardless of how big or small the promise is, it's more of parang it's your word that like I'm holding on to.
Yeah.
Diba? One promise was broken to
for
me,
you.
But I was really young, but it really broke my heart. It was my dad who promised to buy me a new pair of shoes. So from what I remember, I was 11. But I was waiting for him kasi magko-commute lang kami. We'll take a jeep to the palengke. I can buy my shoes.
Oh,
but I don't know. He passed away na.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I was waiting. There's a bahay. Nakaupo ako doon. You know.
How long did you wait there?
Tagal. I think mga a few hours.
A few hours?
Yeah. Kasi after school, excited ako. And then, parang si daddy kasi, I know si ate would say, huwi, ano ka ba, daddy's girl ka? But syempre, I was too young to even know what that means. So, I think he had already passed away. And nobody in the neighborhood could like break the news to us. So I was just like, tapos yung time na yun, ang babait pa nila. Like parang extra, ano bang tawag doon? Extra nice sila.
Sa'yo.
Parang, kamusta ka na? Kumain ka na?
Because they knew na
they
what
knew
happened.
Na pala.
Oh my gosh.
Oo, parang yun yung isa sa mga promises na tatandaan ko na break. Pero may good, magandang excuse naman.
Oo naman. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Diba? I don't mean to laugh, but you know. Wow.
Oh, yun lang. Parang from what I remember. Okay. The little memory I have.
Yeah. But I suppose that situation is a little different from the context that we're talking about because, yeah, you're right. Your dad, of course, obviously did not intend to break that promise.
Oh.
Something, you know, tragic happened. And it didn't cause you to lose your trust in your dad. Mm-mm. Right?
Totoo. Mali, mga ano nga naman. Ibang context lang.
Pero okay lang. Sige lang.
But just the fact na when a promise is broken, it hurts.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my gosh. So speaking of hurt, the super hurting na siya.
I know.
Diba? From the time of ano, from Adam. Time, Genesis to ilang ano ba?
Lagi 6,000 years is the span. You're right. Mm-mm. I think it, yeah, through these lessons, we really start learning now the heart of God, the state that he must be in. But also just being really grateful but that he didn't give up. Uh-huh. And he, to this day, is still giving us this chance to keep the covenant.
So it's really important to know what time we're living in now.
I love how we can connect these Bible lessons to our real life relationships, because even the Bible says that God uses the things of the world, our experiences, nature, just all the things in the physical world, to teach us about spiritual things. And so I think it's only natural that when we listen to these Bible classes, we think about our own experiences or the world and how it is.
And how we can apply it now. Kasi talagang we're more mindful. I won't say something that I'm not going to be able to keep.
Yeah.
Diba? Living this faith life now is totally different.
Yeah.
Game changer na ngayon niya, knowing what we know now.
So the reason we talked about the importance of promises and keeping them, what happens when someone breaks them, is all because we learned in the Shincheonji Bible class that the Bible, first and foremost, is a book of covenant. So as people who are living this faith life today, we have a promise to keep as well. Mm-mm. And it is keeping this covenant that will now have us belong to God, right? And again, I did not know that I had a covenant to keep. And obviously, it's super important. And it became very clear at the end of our classes that the promise that Jesus left us is that he will come back.
Which most Christians believe naman talaga.
I think so. I honestly don't know if there is a Christian denomination that does not believe in the second coming. I don't know that. But if you are someone who is practicing the faith based on the Bible, we do have prophecies about a second coming. Mm-mm. Which, by the way, is also an important thing. So when we say promises in the context of the Bible, we're talking about prophecies. Mm. Right? And there are prophecies about a second coming that are found in the four Gospels. But most of them are really in the book of Revelation.
And which is what Chairman Lee is testifying to.
Right. So if we are believers today who are waiting for the second coming and there are promises about a second coming, prophecies that are supposed to fulfill a certain way, very specific way, but they are written in figurative language, someone now has to be given that understanding and has to preach it. Right? Mm. So what does it mean that we keep that covenant for the second coming is to, number one, learn what the promises are, because how do you know that you're recognizing them and looking at the fulfillment if you don't even know what you're supposed to look for?
And the only way for us to understand is to study the word.
No. Because if you read Revelation, I don't know, but I mean, when I first read that, I was just like, I have no idea what in the world this is about.
Yeah.
You know, what does this even mean? And we've talked to a lot of people in the Narrow Door podcast where their first reaction was, okay, this is very scary. I hope this never happens. Not in my lifetime. But it's not a book that is meant to be understood like that.
Because it's hidden in parables.
Yeah. But it's not supposed to be like that. If they're promises of God, then they're obviously good things. And so you need to have the proper understanding of these prophecies first. That is why the Shincheonji Bible classes are necessary. Mm-hmm. And then once you understand that, then you can recognize, okay, so that is the fulfillment of this. And once you're able to understand the fulfillment, then you can choose to believe it or not. And it is believing in the fulfillment of these promises that you are now able to keep the new covenant. And here's the thing, and I don't mean to scare people into believing, because God doesn't want that either, but this is the last covenant.
Oh, yun, di ko rin alam yan.
This is the last work of God, because the book of Revelation ends with heaven coming down, right? God saying it is done.
Which before, this understanding. Parang before gusto kong mauna na ako bago mag-second coming. Kasi nga. Scary, di ba? Ngayon, naantay ko na.
So, and that is the difference that proper understanding will make.
Hmm.
What scared you before, you are actually now excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Di ba? And
I can't wait for heaven to come down.
Yeah, yeah. And this was something that was sadly a mistake that was made during the time of first coming as well. You know, when he came as the Messiah, people at that time were supposed to recognize Jesus for who he really was as he was testifying about himself. But because they did not understand the prophecies, they ended up doing the exact opposite.
Mm-mm.
So we don't want to be the people who commit that mistake. Is it easy to believe in the fulfillment?
I'm still wrapping my head around it, actually.
A little bit.
Oh.
And that's also the reason Jesus said that when he comes back, will he find faith? So all of that was bouncing off of this lesson that we had in the Shincheji Bible class about what kind of book the Bible is.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, it is a book of covenant. There are many other main points in that lesson as well. And I think you guys should hear it. If you think that the faith life should be based on the Bible, we should learn first what kind of book it is.
In-depth knowledge is on our YouTube channel, Shincheji. And of course, you can also check out BiblePrayerConnection.com.
Shincheji right now is testifying that these promises of God about this second coming is now actually fulfilling. We are not only explaining the prophecies, but we are telling people about what their fulfilled realities are. That is what Chairman Lee is testifying to right now. So please come and listen and verify it for yourself. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. I'm sure that the whole promise angle of things you could relate to as well.
Oh, right? Yeah. And if you had promises in the past that you've broken, write to us. We'll tell them.
Yeah.
We'll say it all here on the Best News Ever podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us on YouTube and Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, we're there. And you know what? Join us on the comments section too. If you guys want to ask us to do a certain discussion about something,
leave a comment there.
Yeah, leave a comment and we'd love to do that. So, thank you for listening, and we'll see you again on the next episode. And that's a promise. Bye.
We're keeping that one.